What are your emotions about going out there to Australia and being part of Team England?
I think mainly just really, really excited to get started. It feels like it's been building up to this point for quite a while. So I'm just looking forward to getting out there and getting settled in the holding camp, and then hopefully, obviously, perform at my best when the races come round.
I'm sure it's the culmination of so much hard work. Just how tough has it been to get yourself into this position?
Yeah, it's been a bit sort of unknown, really, because obviously they did two lots of selections. So we had competitions in summer where there was potential to qualify, and they didn't go quite as well as I hoped. So I had my second chance at the Winter Nationals in December. So there was quite a lot of pressure for me to perform well there in order to make the team. And luckily, all my preparations went well for that, and I managed to pull out some really good swims. So I just need to replicate that and hopefully build on that and put out even better swims in Australia.
How nerve-wracking is that? If you don't get the time that you wanted first time around and know that all the pressure is on, I've got to get it right this time.
It did feel quite nervous. Yeah, I've not really been in that position before, but I think it's good to know that I can deal with that kind of pressure. Obviously, I pulled out a good swim in order to qualify, so it shows that I can deal with the pressure and hopefully therefore can deal with the pressure that will be on me at the Commonwealth Games.
In terms of the Commonwealth Games, obviously a multi-sport event is perhaps a little bit different to going to a swimming championships. Are you going to have to prepare for a different experience in terms of not just in the pool?
Yeah, it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of new things to deal with. Obviously, the flight is one thing, getting to Australia, and then I'm not really sure what the athletes' village is going to be like. Obviously, we then have to get the coach to the pool, so that's another time consideration that you don't usually have at a competition. But they're all things that we've been prepared for, and during the holding camp we'll learn exactly what to expect. So then hopefully all the plan will be in place and it'll all run smoothly.
Just in terms of your achievements so far, Anna, you were a British champion last year. You've been to the World University Games before. Is this kind of a next step up in your career?
Yeah, definitely. The World University Games was a really good experience for me. That was sort of my first taste of international competition. But obviously the Commonwealth Games is a step up from that. So I'm glad I can keep building upon my experiences. And, you know, everyone always says that the Commonwealth Games is the first step to your next sort of, obviously, Olympics in 2 years' time. There's World Championships as well. So I just hope I can keep building on that and make even more international competitions.
How does your training regime work? We've been hearing how difficult it is for swimmers and just how much genuine hard graft it is. You're at Bath University as well, aren't you? So how does that all work together?
It can be a challenge sometimes. University of Bath is really supportive of my swimming and obviously my studies. Everything is on campus, so all my lectures and training is in one place, which does make it a lot easier. But sometimes it can be difficult fitting everything in, and I'm actually in my final year, so I've got exams and my dissertation pretty much around the same time as Commonwealth Games, so that is going to be a challenge. But as long as I've planned in advance, it should hopefully all go okay.
You're the organised sort then. You're going to be able to spin all these plates and keep them up.
Yeah, I have to be organised. I have no other option, I think.
That's good news. What in terms of ambitions, can you have for this Games in particular? You talk about it as building from that to an Olympics potentially and anything else that comes with that. What can you go out to Australia with aspirations of doing, do you think?
I think for me, the main thing is to build each round. So other than the World University Games, I've not been in a situation where there's heat, semi-finals and then finals. So I just need to be able to build each round and hopefully make finals. And then obviously it's anyone's game, really. I'm in the 4x100 freestyle relay, and I think we've got some really good chances in the relays to pick up some medals. So hopefully I can put out some good swims in the relay and then build on that in the individuals.
Does that add a different aspect completely? It's not just an individual thing. You will also be running this team element alongside it.
Yeah, definitely. It's nicer though, because it's nice to have your teammates around you when you're racing. It sort of makes it a bit more fun and takes the pressure off a little bit. It means I can enjoy it a little bit more.
And just in terms of your schedule, when you get out there, when are you racing first, and how much opportunity are you going to have to take in the atmosphere and definitely not go in the food hall?
Well, we get there, we actually leave next Friday. So we've got, I think, maybe 9 days in Brisbane just to acclimatise and the holding camps there. And then we go to the athletes' village, I think, on the 2nd of April. And my first race will be on the 5th. And I've got races pretty much every day up till the 9th of April. But then I've got maybe a week and a bit afterwards where hopefully I can go to other sports, see Gold Coast a little bit and really soak up the atmosphere without sort of the high pressure environment.
And will you have your own little supporters club coming out? Have you got people travelling with you to support you?
I have, yeah. My mum, dad and brother, they're all coming. So I'm really happy that they're able to come and see me swim in such a big competition.